Hi there. How can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's going great here. Thanks for asking. But, I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm Dasha, your friendly AI assistant. Still, I'm all ears. How can I help you today? Maybe I can tell you more about our voice AI capabilities.
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha.ai. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary. Nice to hear from you. I've definitely heard the name Dasha AI in the voice tech space. Sounds like you're doing some cool stuff. Could you tell me a bit more about what sets your platform apart? I'm curious how you help companies like Vector Solutions with voice AI.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha.ai's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now I'm curious. In your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Of course, no problem. I appreciate the heads up about the audio. Technology can be tricky sometimes, right? As for lead generation and revenue growth challenges, many businesses struggle with reaching prospects in a way that feels natural and engaging. It's often tough to scale personalized conversations without sounding robotic. How does your AI handle that human touch?
Tell me more about how scaling personalized conversations without sounding robotic is a challenge for you.
Great question. Well, when you try to reach lots of potential customers, it's easy for conversations to feel scripted or robotic, which turns people off. The challenge is keeping each interaction natural and responsive, like talking to a real person who understands context and emotions. That's where advanced AI really shines. Does your platform use techniques like natural language understanding or emotional intelligence to keep things human?
Now I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our AI service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. When does that look like?
Imagining a year from now with your AI service working wonders, I'd picture a smooth, natural flow of conversations that feel genuinely human, leading to more qualified leads and higher conversion rates. Maybe your AI is handling the initial outreach so well that my team can focus on closing deals and building relationships. That kind of boost in efficiency and revenue? Sounds pretty exciting. How do you usually help clients get to that point?
What do you mean by a boost in efficiency and revenue? Why is that important to you?
Good point. By boost, I mean your AI could help increase the number of quality leads coming in while saving time and effort for the sales team so they're not stuck doing repetitive outreach. Efficiency means doing more with less hassle, and revenue growth means more business success overall. It's important because it lets companies focus on what they do best while the AI handles the heavy lifting. Does that align with what your platform aims to deliver?
Tell me more about how focusing on what you do best while AI handles the heavy lifting impacts your business.
Sure thing. When AI takes care of repetitive tasks like initial calls or lead qualification, it frees up the team to focus on building relationships, closing deals, and strategizing growth. That means better use of human talent and time, which can lead to faster sales cycles and happier customers. Plus, it reduces burnout from tedious work. So it's really about making the whole sales process smarter and more enjoyable. Does that sound like something your clients experience?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, a big challenge is often juggling enough personalized outreach without overwhelming the team or sounding repetitive. Also, keeping up with fast-changing customer expectations can be tricky. Many businesses want to scale quickly but still keep that human touch, which isn't easy. Does your AI help tackle those specific pain points?
What are all the ways juggling personalized outreach and fast-changing customer expectations are affecting the business right now?
Juggling those challenges can impact a business in a few key ways. First, it can slow down growth because the team spends too much time on repetitive tasks instead of closing deals. Second, inconsistent or robotic outreach can hurt customer trust and brand reputation. And third, if you can't adapt quickly to what customers want, you risk losing them to competitors. So it's really about balancing speed, quality, and personalization to keep things moving forward. Does that match what you're seeing?